Gen X has often been stereotyped as insecure, angst-ridden, and underachievers. But according to a new University of Michigan survey by John Miller, that's not true. So John, tell us why it's important to study the Gen X and what were the main findings of the study?
Generation X is made up of people who are currently between 30 and 50 years of age. They're born between 1961 and 1981. And there's about 84 million of them. They are currently majority of school parents in this country. They are the people who will, in the next 20 years, populate the Congress. They will eventually have a person sitting in the White House. I think it's extremely important to understand who they are and what they think. We find that they are better educated than any generation of Americans before them. In terms of work, they're very highly involved in the workforce. They work far more hours every week. If you take work and commuting hours together as being a sort of a block, they work substantially longer hours than their parents did. And we have an interesting correlation that's growing, which is that the more education you have, the longer the hours you work. More than two-thirds are married, but two-thirds have children at home. They are a generation that reads a lot. They have a very full life. Now, I also should say that not everyone does. I mean, when I say that, I always want to put the caveat in that about 80% of them are doing very, very well. So it's not that it's a perfect generation. I mean, no generation is perfect. But there are some people in Generation X who have not done as well.
So this report is the beginning of a long-term series?
Well, we've been following these same young people for the last 24 years. We started following them back in 1987 when they were in the 7th grade and the 10th grade. So we have this really interesting portrait of a group of young people who have grown up and they're now 20 years out of high school. This is going to be a quarterly report. This is the first one because we thought we wanted to do sort of an overview to start with. In January, there is a quarterly report coming out on influenza, the 2009 epidemic, how these young people got information, who they trusted. In April, there will be a special report on food. And then in July, there will be a quarterly report on do they know their sort of their address in the cosmos. Each year, we'll have four quarterly reports that will deal with topics of this, and we're continually getting new survey data back every year. We can have a pretty good map of their thinking and their various kinds of activities.
John Miller is the director of International Center for the Advancement of Scientific Literacy. The studies include longitudinal study of American youth, time series of adult surveys, and time series of survey of science policy leaders. This is Mandira Banerjee with the University of Michigan News Service.
This has been a production of the University of Michigan News Service. Visit us on the web at www.umich.edu/news.